8.
Item number 8 from the Director, Department of Transportation and the Interim Airport Director, requesting authorization to enter into a building lease agreement with Docteri Long Lines LLP for 3 years, effective October 1st, 2014 and ending September 30th, 2017, with 2 one-year mutual renewal options.
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, as the clerk stated, this is a request to enter into an agreement with Docteri Long Lines LLP to lease a small building 201 in the NKE Regional Business Park, as well as 3,700 square foot of outdoor paved storage with it's got a fence around it. Docteri Long Lines produces hunting equipment or supplies and so forth, and we're looking to store their equipment outside here at Mitchell Airport at the Regional Business Park. The request is for this lease to be effective October 1, 2014 for 3,700 square feet. This is a triple net lease. It shall be for 3 years, effective October 1st through September 30, 2017, with two 1-year mutual renewal options for a potential total term of 5 years. The rate for the 3,700 square feet is $1 per square foot for approximate total of $3,700 per year. This rate was developed by comparison blending appraisal information for similar storage warehouse space in surrounding areas. The renewal options will be at the agreed upon rate for the prevailing market at the time of renewal. And of note, I know, Mr. Chair, you had kind of asked about the rate, and it is actually, I believe, 20% higher than if that space was last leased for to a different private entity.
I can't believe it, but this is my wild shot.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll move approval of item 8.
Well, motion approval of item 8. And so, Mr. Dirty, you want to walk over here and show where it's located?
Is that the question?
I don't know if that's the question. Apparently, the chair's taking my place.
Hey, I don't have no problem taking your place. What do you want to do, man?
I like the ability to ask a question.
Every item.
Let's go.
We do have a policy for this area in terms of related airport usage. Is it the basic understanding that this storage space, when there are sales, do they get shipped out on some of the air cargo? Is that the connection? I mean, I'm kind of reaching here.
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, it's a question whether or not this is tied to an aeronautical use. Do I understand the question correctly?
Yes.
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, no, this is not particularly tied to an aeronautical use. The space is outside of the proposed developable land that could potentially best be used for more of an aeronautical use. What this potential lease, like a handful of others we have in this particular area, it gets to the airport's desire to make that particular cost center break even, and ideally even a revenue producer for the airport. So this is one more step towards that direction.
So it's outside the airport business park? Is that what you're saying?
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, it is inside the airport business park. My comment about where it's located in there is more towards the southeast corner of the business park. It is not in the 12-acre parcel that was identified as potentially being developable for larger-scale type operations.
Wait. You've also got John Deere out there?
Go ahead.
Okay, Mr. Chair, Supervisors. No, we do not have a lease with John Deere for the NKE Regional Business Park. Our arrangement with John Deere was for approximately 1 month lease of some of our unused noise grounds south of the airport between College Avenue and Rawson Avenues. They had we had been contacted by the Visit Milwaukee group. There was a very large convention they were trying to bring to town. John Deere wanted to do a demonstration of a lot of their large farm equipment. They needed a space. We happened to have a space that turned out to be a win-win for Visit Milwaukee Airport. I don't recall what the economic impact of was, but all indications were that for the airport, it was a revenue stream, albeit a short one, but it was a revenue stream, and it was a success, according to our informal conversations with John Lear. So that was kind of down more towards Dog Park and Gardens areas.
It's on the other side of College Avenue.
Yes.
And my only concern there is I wish we'd make College Avenue look better. You know, we still have pretty sloppy looking medians and parkways, sure. Et cetera. Look, we're trying to do business here. We want to look businesslike. And the business park.
Started from one
Rocky
item
business park
to
is
Brown Deer, now to College Avenue. This is not only just a country. I do give you a lot of leeway.
Thank you. Even know about from John Deere using airport property. I mean, it's good to be informed, and I would like to see the airport look better. I know we're going a little far afield here, so I'll stop.
Anything else, Mr. Chair?
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Any other questions from our committee members? And I forget, Supervisor McCall, stand up. This is his district. Thank you for being coming in, being here all day. Finally on record, so make sure.
It's been an hour.
You've been here all day so far.
You better not be here.
You should be here for a while.
Oh, not all day.
Be quiet.
Supervisor Swayshan?
Aye.
Borkowski?
Sure.
Jersey?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Alexander?
Aye.
Taylor?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye. Next item, please.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to recommend item number 8 for adoption prevails.